We heard proclaimed a very interesting gospel event here. Jesus is basically telling them what is going to be happening to him. And it's not a friendly event, if you will. But it's amazing that James and John, they come to him and they had asked for Jesus to do what they want. I mean, kind of like blanket, like, hey, we want something. We don't want to tell you what it is, but we want you just to agree to do it. And Jesus, of course, and we heard it proclaimed, it's not a matter of repeating it, but it is a matter that, you know, they had their ambitious goal in mind, to be in the glory with Jesus. And for the longest time when I had heard this, I had always thought that it was a matter of, you know, obviously their focus and motivation was their own. And then it started to dawn on me, too, if you ever hear James and John, normally what we always hear is Peter, James, and John. It's like an inner circle. And they were part of that inner circle. In this case, minus Peter in this case. So you can see where maybe they got the impression that maybe they did have maybe a possible special ranking. But Jesus doesn't really come down and condemn them or anything, but says, are you going to be able to do what's going to happen to me, essentially? And they say, without hesitation, we can. And then Jesus affirms that, well, it's going to happen to you. But the positioning is not something that I can do. It's for those that it's been prepared for. Now, you may also have heard this and say, no, wait a minute, I thought their mother was involved. Well, that was in Matthew's gospel. Because in Matthew's gospel, it's not the two, James and John, it's straightforward, but they let mom go and do it for them. Of course, it's understandable that the rest of the gang there is a little bit upset about that. And I don't know if they're upset because they have such pure intentions themselves, or they're just a little bit upset to the fact that those guys beat them to the punchline. Ultimately, Jesus speaks of servant, and servant is the role that we need to focus on. Service. To be a servant. I'd be amiss if I didn't say, you know, deacon, diakonos, means servant, helper, assistant. And in this case, we're talking about that of not only a particular role, but one that I think we all share. Jesus is calling us all to serve in the capacity of the gifts and talents we've been given. And make no mistake, every one of us here tonight have been given a gift from God. I don't know what yours is. You don't know what mine would be. And sometimes we're confused as to which ones they are. Every one of us have been given gifts. Every one of us has been called to be a servant. Not to be in the limelight, not to have everyone, hey, look at me, but a matter of just knowing that you're part of a bigger plan. And it's just a matter of doing our part. Just like World Mission Day, a matter of coming together for the good of the cause, for the greater glory of God. And so I'd like to suggest tonight, as we go home tonight, we may really reflect for just a few minutes to say, what gifts has God given to me? And most of you know what your gifts probably are, your talents that you have. You probably, some of you may have been told, boy, that's, you have a God-given talent. Now, there might be others of you that may say, I don't have anything. Yes, you do. It could be that you're just, you just have that friendly smile that would be great if you shared with the cashier at the store that may be having a bad day. It doesn't have to be anything grandiose. It may be a matter of being able to listen to somebody because you're a great listener. Not a matter of having to come up with words of wisdom to say or to try to fix their problems. Because in some cases, that's not what they're needing. They're just needing to have somebody listen to them, to be heard. We all have talents and gifts from God, and we should serve one another as Jesus came to serve. This is what's important. Instead of a matter of being worried about what's in it for me and the motivation, like what position am I going to have, a matter of taking what talents we have to serve others, knowing that we have a greater gift to be able to give to somebody without self-motivation for the greater glory of God, so that in times to come, without hesitation, when if we were asked by our Lord, did you use your talents well? Did you serve your neighbor? Hopefully our response is, we did.